Pesachim Daf Tzadi Zion. This is being recorded in anticipation of Purim. We won't be able to meet just because of everyone's schedules, including mine. So this is a recording preemptively so that people can learn the Daf at some point before we meet again on Motzei Shabbos to do Tzadi Ches. So this is Tzadi Zion. This is 97. What we'll start, Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, at the bottom. Esve Abaye. Abaye has a question of what we've been talking about before, about the Tzemura. We had said before different shitas in the Mishnah and then in the Gemara about what happens if you lost the Karban Pesach, you brought a second one, and then you found the first one. So what do you do? Different times require different things. So Esav Abaye comes to retort, to reject Rava, who said before, who talked before about what you have to do with the Pesach. So we'll see exactly what that means. Im kesev, the pasuk says im kesev matam and lomer. What's coming to the larabos tumas a pesach achar pesach shekreva shlamim, to include the substitute of a karban pesach that is brought as a shlamim after Pesach, meaning that if you were to substitute for the karban pesach, that you would still bring it after, even if it's after karban pesach sheni, you'd still be able to bring it as a shlamim. So the Gemara says, Yachol, this is on the daf now, Yachol af lifnei Pesach, maybe even before you bring Pesach Sheni, you could bring it as a Shlamim. Kain, you'd be able to do it as a Shlamim also, even before you bring Pesach Sheni. Tam lomar, who? That you could only do the Pesach, who, karev, that a Pesach, which is kosher as a Pesach, can be brought as a Pesach. Ve'ein tamur as a Pesach, kareva. But you can't bring a substitute Pesach for Karban Pesach. So Hechidai, what does that mean? Ilema shenimtza Karban Shechita v'heimer bo Karban Shechita. Let's say you lost the first Karban Pesach, but then you found it before the Shechita of the Karban Pesach, and then you substituted it with a different Karban. So then, and you substituted both of that happened, the finding and the substitution, both happened before the Shechita of Sheep B took place. So then Pshita, so then of course, you would have to, that would only be brought as a shlamim, because at the time of the shechita, it was never even going to be a karban pesach. Lama likra, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that? El lav shenimtza kodem shechita, it must be a case that you had shechted it before shechita, you found it before shechita, v'heimer bo achar shechita, and you only substituted for that karban, that sheep A that you found, you only substituted for it after the shechita. And therefore, you can't bring the substitute karban as a karban shlamim, but rather it has to be you have to wait until after the Pesach. But nonetheless, it still seems that you're able to assume that it's a Pesach, meaning it's tofes, the aspect of it being a Pesach is still tofes, even though you only did the substitution after the Shechita. And therefore, we see that Tiyufta de Rava Tiyufta, Rava, who thought before that if you found the Pesach Rishon before the Shechita, and you substituted it after the Shechita, that the substitute would be considered a Shlamim, because at that time, it had not yet taken upon the identity of a Pesach. Kamash Malan, from this price of Abaye, that we actually do hold that it is considered like a Pesach, even though it was only substituting after the Pesach was brought. Which is an interesting chiddush, but nonetheless, it's a rejection of Rava. So Amar Shmuel, Kol Shebechatas Mesa BePesach Karev Shalom. So Shmuel, a huge chiddush of a rule. Anytime that there's a chatas, a carbon chatas, that was destined to be killed instead of destined to death, instead of being brought as a carbon, so in that same situation, the Pesach would be brought as a Shlamin. V'chol Shebechatas Roa, BePesach Nami Roa. And carbon Pesach, which is itself... anytime you have a karban chatas, which is going to be set to pasture and wait for the moment, then you can sell it and use the money to buy a different shlamim. So then that is the same as a Pesach. In those situations, the Pesach is also going to be put into pasture. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, and Rabbi Yochanan continues to say, this is on the heels of what Shmuel just said, Ein ha-Pesach karev shlamim, ela shenimtza achar shita aval kodem shechita lo. The only time that a Pesach is ever brought as a Shlamim is only when, and this sounds a lot like what Abaye just said, is only when the Pesach is found only after the Shechita. But if it's found before the Shechita, so then it's not brought as a Shlamim, because then it would still be Tofes as a Karban Pesach. And as Abaye said, that could be even the case If you did a substitution afterwards, fine. Maskev Rav Yosef uchlalahu. Rav Yosef comes and says that there's a klal, there's a generality, a general rule. V'harei chata sh'avr sh'nasa d'le re'iyah azla. To Amr Rav Shimon Malakish chata sh'avr sh'nasa ro'an osak ilu hi omedes v'veis ha'kvaros. V'ro'a that Rish Lakish tells us that if a chatas is too old to be brought as a chatas, it's more than a year old, therefore it's going to be put out to pasture. However, if that same thing happens by Pesach, it's too old to be brought as Karban Pesach. In that situation, it's brought as a shlamim. The Tana, the Braisa says, kesef l'rabos es Pesach l'aliyah. That the word kesef, we said this on today's daf, meaning on Sarifav. So kesef is coming to l'rabos es Pesach l'aliyah, that you bring the tail on the mizbech. She'omer im kesef l'rabos es Pesach she'av v'shenas v'shlam machmas Pesach. That the Im Kesef is coming to teach you that a Pesach which is too old is brought as and a Shlamim which is brought as Moser Pesach is all considered like a Shlamim. L'chomets for Shlamim, they're all brought like a Shlamim. In what way? Shetun and Smicha and Nesachim Tun Vaschaz Vishok. Any regular rituals that go along with the Shlamim, including Smicha and the libations and the waving of the different parts of the animal. Shu Omer V'im Eiz, when the pasuk then says afterwards, if it's a goat, Hivsi Ka'inin Limed Al Ha'ez She'en Tana Aliyah, that it's coming to dissociate from the rules of the Kesef and saying that the tail does not have to be brought on the Mizbech. So Gemara says, wait a second, if that's the case, here we have, says Rav Yosef, we have a situation where the Chatas is going to go out to pasture, but the Pesach, when it gets too old, is going to be brought on the Mizbech as a Shlamim. So, Kikam Amar Kikamar Shmuel Ba'avudin. The only time that Shmuel says that the Karban Chatas and Karban Shlamim are similar is when the Chatas was lost, and it has to be killed because it was lost, not because it was too old. And it's in a situation where it's too old, yes, you're right, so that's different from the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is brought as a shlamim, and the chatas is brought is sent out to pasture. However, b'dechuyin lo amar. Dechuyin in the situation where it's getting too old, so that's not when Shmuel applies his statement. Only time Shmuel applies his statement is when both the chatas and the pesach were lost. So then they both have the same halachas that if it's a case of if it's a case of a chatas being killed after it was lost, So then the Pesach it will be brought as a Shlamim. And if it's a case where the Chatas is going to be put out to pasture, that's also a case where the Pesach is put out to pasture. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Avud Mimish Kachasla. What's the situation with a lost carbon? V'harei Avud B'shas HaFrash L'Rabbanan to the Re'iyah Azla, when it's lost at the time that you're establishing another carbon chatas in its stead. So then if you find the first one, chatas A, if you find the first one, so then that goes out to pasture. Ditnan hifrish chatas of avda, v'hifrish yasar chatas of avdim, sasarishon, v'reishtein omdos, they're both still there now. Achas men tikrav, v'shniyat tamos, divi rebi. Rebi says that it's like when you kill. V'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, ein chatas mesa, ela, ein chatas mesa, you don't kill the chatas, ela, shen nimtza la'achas sheniskap rebalim. Only if you find it after the first carbon is brought. Hakodim shneskap rebalim, but if the carbon wasn't brought yet, so then roa. In that case, you put it out the pasture. If you pesach hechad the avim nimsal achar chatzos, if you find it after chatzos, you don't kill it. Nimsal achar chatzos, which is when the carbon pesach is already supposed to be brought, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's already going to be kovea it as a non pesach. However, kodem shchita kariv shlamim. But if you hadn't yet shechted the Karban Pesach, so then you still bring it as a shlamim, because this egg is going according to Rabbi Zera, that you still bring it, that it's based on the shchita, not based on chatzos. So the Gemara says, and therefore, what you find is that in the situation according to the chachamim, where the chatas is roa, when it's found before kaparas habalim, so then it's pasture, but by the Pesach, if it's found before the Shechita, so then it's going to be brought as a Shlamim. So that's against the rule of Shmuel. So Shmuel said, any case where the Chatas is Roa, and it was lost in its Roa, meaning you put it out to pasture, the Pesach is going to be brought sent out to pasture. So now Shmuel Karabi Svirle to Amar Avuda Lemisa Azla. If the lost Chatas is found, so then you would kill it, right? According to the first opinion in this brisa.
The Gemara has an obvious question now. Wait a second. V'hakol avuda l'Rebbe Mesa. So then there's no situation that's ever going to be comparable to a Pesach, which is lost, right? You just told me that when it comes to Shmuel's rule, it only applies to Avud, not to Dechuyin, meaning it's not to, when it gets too old, that's not when Shmuel talks. But it only talks about when it's lost. But wait a second. Every time that the Pesach is any time that the Chatas is ever lost, it's always going to be killed, according to Rebbe. In the case of the Pesach, however, if you find it before Chatzos, according to everybody, even to Rebbe Eliezer, so then you would actually put it out to pasture, and therefore it's not a situation that's going to work with Shmuel's rule. Shmuel's rule was then when it's Misa, when it's going to be killed, when the Chatas is killed, you bring the Pesach as a Shlamim, and when it's pasture, so then you put out the Pesach to pasture also. So Kodem Chatzos Lav Avadhu says the Gemara that if it's lost and found before Chatzos, it's not considered Avad. Kidurava Damarava Avedas Laila Lav Shmei Aveda. If it's only lost during the nighttime, but it's found before the time of the carbon itself, so then it's not considered an aveda. Therefore, it also isn't included in Shmuel's rule. So Gemara says, "El roel Rebbe hey mishkachasla." I sort of jumped the gun on this question, but how could you ever have a situation of a roel according to Rebbe? When would you put it out the pasture according to Rebbe if you find it after? If you find it, so then they're both sitting there. So then he said, "Mesa." Tamos, he says that you kill it. So when do you ever find a situation of Avud? So Gemara says, Kid Rebbe Oshia, Tam Rebbe Oshia, Hivr Shtei Chatos Lachrayos. That if you find two different Karbanos Chatas, so Miskabra Achas Mehen, Ushnia Tira, the second one, you're going to let out the pasture. V'ha'ilu Pesach, Ki'ai Gavna Karv Shlamim. If you designated two Pesachim, so then one of them is brought as a Shlamim, as we've talked about before. So Gemara says, Ella, really, Shmuel doesn't hold like Rebbe. Rather, Shmuel Rebbe Shimon Svirle de Amar Chamish Chatos Mesos. There are five types of Chatas. Gemara and Temura apparently that says there are five types of Chatas Karbanos that would be killed. So V'haroa Rebbe Shimon Leis Leklal. So Rebbe Shimon never says that you would ever put it out to pasture. So that can't be the rule of Shmuel. So Gemara says Shmuel Nami Chata Kamar. Really, he only said one rule, which is that anytime the Chatas is going to be killed, like Rebbe Shimon, so then the Pesach is going to be brought as a Shlamim, and there's no situation of Roa. He never said the second part, which is that anytime the Chatz is going to be put out to pasture, so then the Pesach is also. That wasn't a real rule. Rebbe Shmuel never said that. And therefore, he holds like Rebbe Shimon, that anytime there is a Misa, which is all the time according to Shimon, that it's going to be brought, the Pesach, in the same situation, we brought as a Shlamin. So Gemara says, Ma'akam HaShlamin, what's the Chiddush there? You know, that's an obvious point. We said that in our Mishnah, that if the Pesach is lost, and you brought a different one, so then it's brought as a Shlamin. Why would you think otherwise? Why do I need Shmuel to tell me that rule? So Gemara says, La'afukim mid Rebbe Yochanan, to come to the exclusion of Rebbe Yochanan's rule that we just said before, on the Amud Aleph, the Amar ein HaPesach HaShlamin, Ela, She'nim Ta'achar Shchita, Aval Kolim Shchita Lo. Alma Shchita Kava, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's going to determine whether or not the carbon is considered to be a Pesach and therefore needs to be put out to pasture, or it's going to be considered a Shlamim and therefore we can do it right away. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Shchita. That Shchita is going to be the determinant of when the thing becomes a shlamim or is considered a pesach, meaning if you find it before the shchita, so then it's a pesach, therefore you have to put a pasture. But if you find it after the shchita, so then it's only going to be a shlamim, because it was never possible to be brought as a pesach, even in theory. So Kamash Malan, that's according to Rabbi Yochanan, but Kamash Malan, according to Shmuel, the case is really, or the situation really, is as Chatzos Kava. That really Chatzos is the determinant, and the second Chatzos hits, and we don't have that carbon, that first carbon Pesach that we originally designated, so then it becomes a Shlamim, even if you haven't brought the carbon Pesach yet. Lishnachrina. There's another version of this discussion of how we respond to Shmuel. When it's lost and you find it after Chatzos, and then but before Shchita, like Rabbi Yochanan said, so it's brought as a Shlamim. Maybe said this on Sadi Vav Amud Beis, even though it was lost at the time of the second Karban Pesach being determined, it's still going to be put out as pasture. So how could it be, according to Shmuel's second rule, right? According to what we just said before, so then we actually debunked the second rule already. But according to this, we still have the second rule. So according to the second rule, any time that the chatas is going to be roeh, so the Pesach is also going to be roeh. But in this case, the chatas would be roeh, it would be put out to pasture, but the Karban Pesach is going to be brought as a shlamis. Gemara says, no, Shmuel Karabas Svirle to Amar Shchita Kava. He really thinks that Shchita is the Koveya, and therefore it's not dissimilar, because in this case, if it's after Chatos but before the Shchita, meaning, and in the Chatos before in the Skap Rebalim, so then the Shchita is still going to be Koveya as a Karban Pesach, and it's not going to be put out to pasture because it's been found, once it is found, that's going to be before the shechita, and therefore it's going to be also put out the pasture according to Rabbah, which is what Shmuel is holding like, meaning after Chatzos is not good enough to make it into a shlamim. It has to also not be found until after the shechita, which is similar to the chatas, which is before niskap ribalim. It's going to be roa if you find the original carbon chatas. So it says v'had mitkam Rabbi Yochanan Allah ain a pesach karav shlamim el shnim tzach shechita aval kodem shechita lo. Right, the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says afterwards that the distinction is based on shechita. So then alma shechita kava, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the determinant is shechita, as we just said before. Mechlad de Shmuel savar chatos kava, and that implies that the first opinion of Shmuel is really all about chatzos. So you can't tell me that you can justify the connection between the chatas being roeh and the pesach being roeh based on the fact that it's determined by shechita, because the Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Shmuel. And Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says it's about the shechita. So Shmuel must be saying that it's about the chatzos. Ella says the Gemara, Shmuel k'Rabbi Svirle. He really holds like Rabbi, Dam Ravudu l'Misa Azla. That really, that the lost animal always goes to Misa by the chatas. And therefore, all the situations of Shmuel are really going to just be the first rule that whenever the chatas is to misa, so then the pesach is going to be l'shlamim. So Gemara says, "V'ha kol ha'avudim l'Rabbi Mason." All of the avudim are going to be killed according to Rabbi, and therefore there's no situation of the second one. V'ilu pesach heichad avud kadam chatzos v'nitzah kadam chatzos roeh. But if the pesach is found before chatzos, if it was lost and found before Chatzos, so then that would be a situation of pasture. Right? Meaning the determinant is Chatzos, and therefore it was never brought as a Pesach. It was never a justified Pesach Karban. So then it goes out to Pesach. No, Kasavar, Kodem Chatzos Lav Avadu. That's not considered an Avad, and therefore it doesn't fall within the rule of Shmuel. The Kasavar Chatzos Kava. And as I said before, he still holds that Chatzos is going to be the Koveya about whether or not it's going to become a Shlamim or a Pesach, as you said before. Okay, that's the Gemara. We'll pick up with the Mishnah Mirtz Hashem on Motzei Shabbos after Havdalah, which I believe is probably going to make it around, let me just check quickly, the Havdalah is going to be 7:20, so we'll do 7:45, Mirtz Hashem, this Motzei Shabbos. Shkayach.